So much for taxing the banks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The House could vote today on a new compromise bill to overhaul financial regulations. The compromise was worked out last night by House and Senate negotiators after it appeared Democrats didn't have enough support to pass the bill. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us live from New York with the story. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Bill.
So, last Friday, the Democrats thought they had the votes. The death of Senator Robert Byrd put that into question, but I gather that was not the only complication?
Right. Some Republicans who supported the original Senate bill led by Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts didn't like the way the bill was paid for through this $19 billion tax on the large banks. And that's been changed. Now the tax is gone and the money is going to come instead from the TARP, the Bank Bailout Fund.
From the bailout fund. So are you telling us taxpayers are going to be on the hook for financial regulation instead of the banks?
Yeah, and in order to get the support needed to do that, the conference committee agreed to end TARP spending authority earlier than planned. That gets them $11 billion that lawmakers say would have been spent on new TARP programs. Of course, remember, any proceeds from the TARP were supposed to go to deficit reduction, but who's keeping track? To come up with the rest, Bill, they raised the amount of money banks have to pay into the FDIC's deposit insurance fund. Now, the House could vote on all of this today. The Senate is now expected to wait until the week of July 12th. And who knows what kind of objections could spring up between now and then.
Yes. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Jeremy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Banks have definitely taken a hit to their reputation the last couple of years. Credit unions have managed to keep a better image, but they are also not immune to the recession, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Regulators have closed 10 credit unions since the beginning of the year. During that same time, more than 80 banks failed. Credit unions are considered safer than banks because they have more restrictions on their investments and typically have more reserves. Esmail Adibi is director of the Anderson Center for Economic Research at Chapman University.
They have one advantage over banks, which is they don't pay taxes.
That allows credit unions to charge customers lower fees and lower interest rates. But when credit unions run low on cash, Adibi says it's harder for them to raise money.
Publicly traded bank can issue stocks or they can issue bonds to shore up their reserve. Credit unions don't have that access to the capital.
He expects more credit unions will fail this year. Just like banks, credit union deposits are insured up to $250,000. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Credit unions and banks, they're not doing much new mortgage business these days. This morning, the Mortgage Bankers Association reported demand to buy homes sank last week toward 13-year lows, despite the fact that interest rates are mighty low as well. Low rates did give a big boost to mortgage refinancings. Now let's do the numbers. Stocks were down again in Asia today, but they're up about 0.5% in Europe. Some of the big European banks had a chance today to refinance some debt, and the demand was not as high as expected, so maybe they're not so bad off after all. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials dove 268 points, down to 9,870. The Nasdaq tumbled even harder, and the S&P 500 hit its lowest mark since October.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, monitoring, protecting, and helping improve your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com/market. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
GPS is pretty much everywhere. Stock traders use GPS. Farmers use it. Our cell phones, obviously, and our cars communicate with satellites to fix their location. Now the GPS satellite system is getting an $8 billion upgrade. Instead of 20 feet, GPS users will be able to zoom in on locations within an arm's length. Reporter Sally Herships takes a look at the value of pinpointing locations.
Who doesn't like trees? Well, to some people, like surveyors, trees can mean big problems. Say you're measuring a site for construction on a residential street lined with trees.
Which is quite scenic and beautiful, except it blocks a lot of satellite signals, sort of a curse to surveyors.
Gavin Schrock is a GPS expert in Washington. The current GPS signal can't go through trees or rocks or even a city bus. And when surveyors can't make GPS work, they fall back on more expensive methods, taking physical measurements at ground level. Schrock says the new satellites will have a stronger signal. So, he says, surveyors in his state will save $1 million a year when the new technology is available. And other industries stand to save, too.
Oh, the aviation folks, for sure.
More specific location information means more direct flight paths, which means less fuel and more money saved for airlines. Then there's mining, search and rescue.
You know, you start to add those up. We're talking billions per year.
But most of us are probably more likely to notice the new GPS technology when we're shopping. Larry Harris is CEO of Ansible Mobile, a mobile marketing company.
For retail, it's going to be pretty much the hugest thing since cash registers. I mean, you're going to actually be able to do in-aisle stuff.
Right now, if you use a GPS app on a smartphone, marketers can tell when you're within a city block. But when the new, more accurate GPS becomes available, marketers will know when you're inside a particular store. If you want, advertisers will be able to send you coupons while you shop.
And they'll be like, dude, you're back. I see you rock the floss and you really like toothpaste. Have we got a deal for you?
Harris says the new GPS system could mean billions for the advertising industry. Boeing is building the new satellites. The first was launched last month. Boeing says the rest will be sent into orbit at a rate of 2 to 3 per year. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, a Massachusetts proofreading company stands corrected. The company proofread 2 high school exams given to thousands of students last month. The tests contained about 100 errors. The phrase turning around was changed to truning around. Instead of for God's sake, it was for God's skay. The head of the company has reviewed the tests and declared, quote, what's the problem? They look fing to me. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.